Hello, 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 and welcome to the Bride Tender Podcast. I'm your host, Esty Levin, and I'm here to tend to the brides like I tend to the bar. So mix yourself a cocktail and let's get ready to discuss all things weddings. So I am back after a little hiatus, took the month of March off. As a lot of you guys know from following my journey, I was moving on March 1st. And there's a special place in hell for moving, okay? I hadn't moved in quite some time, and just gathering all my stuff and Ira's stuff and seeing all the crap that the two of us have accumulated was just jarring. So yeah, so I have been spending the last couple of weeks just moving little by little, because while I am moving, my parents are also moving. So a lot of stuff that I used to keep by their house in their basement, I had to get that out. And yeah, it's just been, it's been a journey. One that I truly don't want to go on again, but I'm sure that I will at some point. So yeah, so the past month has just been moving, working, and moving. It has been extremely busy, and I'm just looking forward to my first weekend this weekend of not having anything to move. So the good part about this was that we did this moving technically in my slow period, where like my weekends are not busy. So we were lucky that we had the weekends where both of us could really like dedicate time to it. But I'm very excited to have a weekend not thinking about moving anything else, and also to have the weekend off before things get really busy for me and I don't really have, you know, the time off. So yeah, so that is just like a little bit about what has been going on. I feel like work has been so busy for those of you that aren't too sure about, you know, what I do, because I do a few different things in the industry. Full time, I do hotel blocks for clients for their weddings, and it is extremely, extremely busy. It doesn't really matter what time of year it is, the job is busy. So I've been very busy with that. I'm actually headed to Miami next week for work, which I'm very excited about, and going to the Party Slate event that's happening with Major Food Group, as well as a bunch of meetings while I'm in town. Normally I would have, especially for Miami, tried to extend my trip, but it's just been kind of crazy at home with trying to get everything settled and then just been busy with work. So it is a quick trip for me. I am headed there Tuesday to Thursday and then coming home Thursday night. So yeah, just a quick little trip and then back to New York I go. And I'm just, I'm finally starting to like feel back to myself. And I think a reason I wasn't feeling myself is that winter in New York is just such a drag. I also feel like this has been going on. I feel like our winter just seems so long, and I'm just ready for good weather. I'm ready for wedding season. I know a lot of people are like, any vendors listening to this are like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm not ready. I totally get that. I think I just like need to feel some normalcy. This is the first time in my life that I am working remote. And so my full-time work is remote. And then I do stuff on the weekends, like for my own business where I do planning. And then I also now do makeup with Victoria Elizabeth. And I'm like, I love like having my hands in a few different things like within the wedding world. But of course, winter is typically a little bit slower for that. I used to always work on the venue side of things. So I was used to seeing people every day. I was still used to having weddings in the winter. And this was like the first winter that I didn't have that. And, you know, I had the move to keep me busy, but like, I'm just ready for, I'm ready to like feel back to normal. So I'm excited that April is here. I'm excited that I have some good content that is coming our way. I am working on a few different projects, you know, not to gatekeep, you know, but I am working on a few different things that I think will be really, really great and really worthwhile in the wedding industry. And I'm excited to really take you guys along for that journey and for that ride and, you know, just continue to build up in the industry. And I'm always wanting to meet more people. And, you know, a big thing with the podcast is I definitely want to like travel a bit more and interview people in person from other areas. You know, as you guys know, I live in New York. A lot of the content so far has been between New York and New Jersey, which is, you know, home for me. So it's simple, but it would be really cool to be able to kind of, you know, see some other places, see how weddings are in other places. I have been as a guest to weddings in different places, but it is kind of cool to hear from vendors that work in those areas. So yeah, so I have some good stuff coming up to keep you guys kind of afloat. Next week's episode is going to have a guest. We are doing it by Zoom because she's in California and I'm in New York. I wish it could be in person because that would have been amazing. But unfortunately, you guys all know that I'm going to Miami in a few days, so there's no way that I'm making it to California. But sometime soon, I would love to head to California and, you know, see about doing some stuff in person. But I am interviewing Eteri from Eteri Couture, and she's a designer that is in California, and she's actually dressed a lot of celebrities for things such as award shows. We're obviously going to be talking about, you know, all things weddings, but of course I want to, you know, pick her brain on what it's like to, you know, dress celebrities for such fun, exciting moments. So you guys can look forward to that. We are recording in a couple days, which will go out next week. And I'm just excited for you guys to, you know, to kind of hear Eteri's story and, you know, see what she has coming up. She's not new to, you know, fashion and creating, but she's a little bit newer to the bridal world. And as you guys know, you know, bridal, like once it sucks you in, it sucks you in. So I'm excited for you guys to kind of hear some of her story. I'm excited to really get to know her throughout our recording and get to know her a little bit better. And, you know, just continue to meet people within this industry. You know, I say this all the time, but it really is true. I've always worked in the industry. Like, I've always done something. Like, growing up, I used to serve and hostess and bartend on the catering end. And then when I graduated college, I still did that on the side. But I also, like, worked on the corporate event side. So I was really kind of able to like learn about budgeting properly and working with vendors and things like that and kind of being that middleman. So being the planner, but on the corporate end. And then I ended up leaving the corporate side to go to the social side, which was honestly like the best thing I ever did. But you know, I've worked on the venue side, I've worked on the planning side, I've worked with different planners, I've worked on my own. I now also am doing makeup, which has been like one of the best things that I decided to do. And working alongside Victoria has been one of the best things. She's been, you know, an amazing support system. And, you know, something that like I really have to give credit to is starting this podcast at the very beginning of the pandemic was one of the best things that I did, because it introduced me to so many people that maybe I would have crossed paths with, maybe I wouldn't have crossed paths with. I'm not really sure, but, and it's given me, you know, people in the industry who I'm very, very close to, you know, now. And, you know, getting to interview people, getting to hear their stories, getting to kind of get to know them has been one of like the most exciting things that could happen. And yes, a lot of this, like, I don't know if this podcast would have happened if the pandemic didn't happen. You know, it was the first time, honestly, in my like career that I had time off. You know, I know a lot of people experience that, which is a really scary thing. It's very scary to like feel like you don't know what's next. And, you know, I say even like when you do have a job, it's still kind of scary. Like you don't always know like what's next for you, you know, where you'll see yourself in the future. But I, being able to do this podcast has given me such an amazing outlet. It's introduced me to so many amazing people in the industry, and it's something that I absolutely love doing. And, you know, 2024 is going to be the year of the podcast. You know, obviously we're a couple months into 2024, but April is always the beginning of a new season for The Bride Tender. You know, we started this podcast the very end of March 2020. So I use, you know, the first week of April as the beginning of the year for the podcast. So I'm excited. I'm excited to interview more people in person. And I always want to put it out there that if there is anybody, or if you're listening to, you know, this episode and you think that you're a good fit, or you know somebody who's a good fit, you know, you can always email me at info@thebridetender.com. Happy to like chat with you, see how we can kind of, you know, collaborate together on an episode. Or you can always feel free to DM me at The Bride Tender, and let's see the magic that we can make. You know, like I'm excited. I finally feel like now that I'm out of this moving era, I can finally get back to, you know, recording and doing things and like being excited about the podcast and being excited about, you know, work and things like that. So if you think that you're a good fit, or you know somebody who's a good fit, I'm always looking for people that would be, you know, fun to interview for the podcast, that people would really want to hear from. And, you know, never be afraid to reach out. Like, I'm happy to always have a conversation. You know, I'm excited. I'm always excited to meet people. You really truly never know how, like, meeting one person can change things. So just keeping that in mind. But yes, so some things you guys can look forward to is more content on the podcast, more guests coming on. I'm working on a few other projects that I can't, you know, really say too much about just yet, but I'm excited. And I, you know, I'm excited to like get some like weddings going and things like that. I have a really cool wedding that I'm doing in June that I'm like so excited about. And it's actually like one where I'm traveling, so I'll keep you guys kind of updated on that as we get closer. But I don't usually like travel so much for weddings. It's more between like Long Island and New Jersey, Manhattan, maybe Connecticut, but like that's really the extent. And so I'm excited that this is beyond that, and it's going to be an amazing wedding weekend for this couple. And, you know, I love being able to bounce ideas off of people and kind of like hear their viewpoints. And yeah, I just wanted to give you guys kind of a little bit of an update today. Nothing really too crazy for today's episode. Really just getting back into the swing of things. And I'm looking forward to more content coming over the next couple of weeks. Also hearing from you guys what you want to hear about. You know, I always want to make sure that I'm bringing the content that makes sense that you guys want to hear about. The brides, the grooms, you know, it's always a journey to like figure out exactly like who you guys would want to hear from. Obviously I know like content creation has taken the world by storm. As you guys know, we had a content creator on last year, and it's so funny because I feel like that's so much of like what's going on now in the wedding world. And I always want to kind of be on top of the trends, see what else, you know, we can kind of talk about. And, you know, I'm excited that the next episode can be all about, you know, fashion trends. You know, I'm a big, big fan of that when it comes to fashion, hair and makeup, you know, and seeing what's very in for 2024 and 2025. So, yeah, you guys can look forward to a lot more of that. And just, you know, keep me afloat of anything that you guys want to hear about. You know, I'm excited to kind of bring to you what you want to hear and who you want to hear from. And that doesn't have to be a vendor in New York or New Jersey. It could be from anywhere. So that is that for now. I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of an update for the first Wednesday of April. And next week, you can look forward to hearing from Atari, from Atari Couture. And we're talking about all things wedding fashion and her business based in California. And I'm excited to continue and have an amazing 2024 season with all of you. Wedding season is upon us. If you're here in New York and New Jersey, you know, it's literally right at our fingertips, and I'm ready for it. And I can't wait to see you guys all on your wedding day. So if you're not already following me on Instagram, please go follow me at The Bride Tender for all fun facts on the wedding industry, ways to save money on your special day, and of course, hiring the best in the business for your wedding. Until next week, mix yourself a cocktail, slide into my DMs with questions you want answered on all things weddings, stay sane, stay healthy, and we'll catch you next week. Bye!